podcast, World Through a Poem's Eye, in conjunction with my website, marilynonaroll.wordpress.com, where you'll find the poems I talk about and the scripts for these podcasts. Moss is increasingly creeping across my lawn into my flower garden. I'm trying to accept it. It's a struggle. I read about changing the pH of my soil to act against the moss, but I resist. It's green. What more do I want? My Rudbeckia doesn't seem to mind. And if it does and dies, well, so be it. Something else will settle in. Things do. Some kind of bellflower introduced itself to the garden years ago and pops up here and there at will. But a squirrel has found its way into my walls, and I am enraged hearing its carefree pitter-pat across my ceiling. Invasion! Even as I'm aware that to the squirrel, there is no my house, your house schism, but rather a place to store food or have babies or not. My house is built of wood and other more man-made stuff on a dot of once wilderness, as are all of our houses. I myself am a house, my body home to millions of microorganisms. I too am a wild beast, a host, a home. But my species seems to have gotten the idea in its head that it is in charge of all we see, that the world is ours to alter and tame. And this also enrages me. We can't keep our fingers off of anything. Manicuring grass, disemboweling mountains of their ores, rerouting rivers or damming them to trickle. Can't we leave anything alone? We mess around in seeds, re-engineering them to our convenience, mess around in the very soil at our feet. We enslave entire other species and remake them to please us, feed us, entertain us, or meet our emotional needs. And yet, I like a tidy garden, a fun topiary, bushes, hippo, or bird. I like my house free of residents, not of my own choosing. There's an ugly chain-link fence between my house and the neighbor's. It's partly obscured by two vastly overgrown forsythia bushes and a dying crab tree. I dream of planting an ornamental tree of some kind and espaliering it across the links. But I am also ashamed of such dreams. Linda Pastan lays it bare in her opening lines of this poem, Espaliered Pear Trees. You tack the pear trees to the wall in a mime of crucifixion, their limbs splayed flat, their leafed backs toward us, and water them with a hose. Last week, you called the bonsai living haiku, paring its tender branches as ruthlessly as you would your nails, while I could only think of Chinese women tottering on their bound feet. Here in the garden, where the cost of beauty is partly pain, we kneel on the resilient ground, trying to befriend the soil we must become. Long after Eden, the imagination flourishes with all its unruly weeds. I dream of the fleeting taste of pears. That was by Linda Pastan. What will we not sacrifice to exert our power? We even sacrifice each other, seemingly readily, by the tens of thousands. This idea of trying to befriend the soil we must become moves me. We've done so much damage, we human beings, to the soil, so much poison, plastics, destruction, uprootings, claiming and reclaiming. But that act of kneeling to the ground, in the end, we are it, the soil. It is us. We forget and remember, forget and remember. There is no more unruly weed than the human species. No invasive as harmful. Is it our nature? Are we helpless against our own harming? We can't have it both ways, control everything else but not ourselves. If we must exert control, let it be against our own worst tendencies toward controlling everything else. let's let things be. A few things, anyway, in our brief lives, their fleeting taste. Let's work on letting go, on letting be.